Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from a beautiful passage of scripture that is very close to my heart. And I love this scripture. Psalms chapter 37 verses 3 to 5. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, what a beautiful thing. Number one is to trust, two is to delight, and number three is to commit. Three important words that we must lay hold for today's devotion and say, God, give me the grace to trust in you, to delight in you, and to commit my life and my ways and my plans into your hands. Simply trusting every day along a stormy way in danger, when the path is drear or if the way is clear, what a valuable lesson for each of us to learn. We are so prone to look ahead in life to see how our problems will be solved or where our path will lead. We waste much time and energy in worrying instead of simply trusting, delighting, and committing our ways to the Lord. That's how to find His strength and wisdom to face our problems and responsibilities for tomorrow and all the days ahead. Amen. It's very important. I was listening to a beautiful hymn by Edgar Page Stites, and he writes this beautiful hymn, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting him whatever befall, trusting Jesus that is all. A beautiful, beautiful hymn. You will love it. So my dear brothers and sisters, you must put your trust in the Lord. Because he is the one who never fails, never changes. Your friends may despise you. Your family may, excommunicate you. Your society and your community where you live in may not look at you in a good way. But let me tell you, when you have been the son and the daughter of the Lord, the Lord's grace, his mercy, his glory rests upon you. You have your identity in Christ Jesus. You are more than conqueror. You are more than victorious person. So I would encourage you to put your trust in the Lord and you will be blessed abundantly. Delight in the Lord and he will bring your desires of your heart to pass. I like that. God is the God of our needs, our wants, and our desires. He fulfills all of them. And then commit your way unto the Lord, whatever challenge you may be facing today, right? Whether it's a health challenge, marriage challenge, family challenge, finance challenge, future challenge, place it before the feet of the Lord, trusting that he will always make a way for you through the wilderness, right? So consciously commit every problem or concern to Jesus, trusting him fully to guide you in the right way and deliver you from all useless worry. Jesus said, do not worry, right? So we will not be anxious, we'll not worry, we'll trust in Jesus and give him all the glory. I like a beautiful scripture from the book of 1 John chapter 5 and verses 4 and 5, and then we will pray. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. I thank you for your grace and your goodness, your mercy, that encompasses us every day. Father, we want to bless your name. We honor you, we appreciate you, and we exalt you. Today, O Father, I pray you will, O Father, help us to trust in you, help us to delight in you, help us to commit our ways in you, Lord, to depend on you 100%. And I pray the Lord, you will give us the grace, O Father God, whenever we grapple with unbelief, whenever we grapple with doubts and despair, give us the grace to overcome them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for your flock as they step out into the jobs, into the business, into running the errands for the day. I pray that your great grace and glory will abound upon them. You will give them, O Father, favor in the sight of their bosses, in the sight of the management, in the sight of the colleagues, O Lord, the friends, the students, wherever they are, O Father. Lord, I pray that your favor will surround them and lift them up for the glory of your name and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing into their frames, speak healing into their mind. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that your healing virtue will flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And Jehovah will alone be exalted, be glorified, and be magnified, O Master. We love you, we appreciate you, we exalt you, and we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.